I grabbed Caleb's hand as he ran toward the door. "He'll come back here looking for us, and then he'll see we're gone," Caleb said. "Where do you think he'll go?" I couldn't think. "Do you think he'll go to Rex or that other guy?" Caleb asked. "Marcus?" I said, scrunching up my nose at the sour taste of the name.
"Right,"
Caleb said, placing his hand on my back. He led us to the stairwell.
"Which place?"
I shook my head. "I don't know. Wait, I have to get Clover."
"Hurry,"
Caleb said. I dashed into the room, grabbing Clover. Her legs stretched out as if she were trying to hold on to the room. "Sorry," I said. "We have to get somewhere safe, okay?" Her back claws dug into my flesh through my shirt, but she settled into my arm as she had many times before.
"Did he seem to lean more one way than the other?"
Caleb asked when I rejoined them. "I think if Jenna wouldn't be pregnant, he'd go to Marcus," I said. "But she needs to stay where the doctor is." Caleb looked forward.
"I don't think there's going to be much of anything left if this place keeps getting bombed, or whatever is causing those fires and explosions."
"Okay, I think Marcus then," I said. "He would want to keep us safe. Rex's army clearly hasn't kept us safe, right?"
"Sounds good to me,"
Caleb said. "But Caleb," Jenna said, "I need to be here." Caleb turned to her. Her shoulders softened, but only a bit.
"If we stay, there's a good chance we'll all die."
Tears rolled down Jenna's cheeks, but she didn't say another word. She was scared. The severity of our situation had hit her. It may have hit all of us. On the first floor, several people were gathered in the lobby. They were hugging, mumbling, and staring out of the window, confused by what was happening outside.
"Don't go out there," someone said. "We're safer in here," another chimed in.
"Maybe they're right," I said, looking up into Caleb's eyes. "We could wait here. Robbie will be back any minute. He couldn't have gone far." Something rolled down the sidewalk past the front window. Caleb looked out, narrowing his eyes as it clinked and clanked like a metal chain being dragged along the pavement.
"Oh no,"
Caleb said. He must have spotted what was out there. He grabbed my hand and stepped behind Jenna as if he were using his body as a shield. He pushed us toward the hallway. We only made it behind the wall as the explosion shattered the front windows. The power from the blast threw us to the floor. Screams and cries filled the air as the floor shook vigorously. After it stopped, Caleb helped us to our feet and hurried us down the long hallway past the numbered rooms.
"We have to get out of here,"
Caleb said, looking upward, guiding us toward the door at the far end of the hall.